Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast Initiating Startup Sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Well, hello. Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast. I'd like to say hello to you, and especially you, my Rodecaster Pro mixing board. Got a firmware update with a lot of additional features, and I'm trying it now with the Oral Exciter on. I'm excited already. Nobody seems to like it that has reviewed the things about the Rodecaster Pro mixing board, but they love it otherwise. I may not have the very wide sounding voice as much anymore. But first up, with all the craziness going on in the world, well, here in the States, as Canada thinks they're living above a meth lab. I went to a store, one of those everything stores. Well, they don't have groceries and clothes, but they do have guns and fishing equipment and all other stuff. Runnings, it's called. Maybe you have them where you live, but they do have, I didn't know this, but my sister and I went there the other day, and they do have a section with all the candy you was not being made anymore, like Slow Pokes and Bit On. Well, some of these are still be. They got the golf ball sized Jawbreakers, and also candy I hadn't thought of about in a long time called Pop Rocks. And I didn't even know it was being made anymore, and not having thought about it. But I bought a little packet of it, and I'm going to try some here and see how they sound. That was a big chunk of them. I hope they don't jump out on my keyboard. I haven't had these in years. Oh, man. Should I dump some in the Diet Coke with Mentos and do some discount science here? Maybe throw a little dry ice in there or something. Well, that's, they're still popping. Well, we'll move on. You'll hear that for a while. But I do have a not lighthearted for this robber, but we can call him a world's dumbest criminal. It's in Chicago. Yeah, he used a gun to rob a Far South Side hot dog stand, and his 38 caliber gun misfires, hitting the robber in his penis.
Oh my gosh, does that suck?
Happy now, asswipe.
A robber was in the process of robbing a hot dog stand in the Far South Side of Chicago when he discharged his weapon on himself, the Chicago Tribune reports. The infamous incident was reported, this has been a while back, but long before Corona to add a flare of poetic justice to the yarn, the hot dog stand robber. Well, he shot himself in the penis, but he also, I think he also shot himself in the leg. He thought he was going in for some quick cash. The suspect entered a restaurant with a loaded firearm looking for some easy money and maybe some free food. This took place at the hot dog stand on the restaurant area, Maxwell Street Express. The Chicago Sun-Times identified the culprit as Terrison Pounty. No, not Terrison County, Rounty, Bounty, but boy, did I butcher that. Terrian Pouncy. Well, first off, I think I'd go change my name, but aged then 19 years, the teen approached the hot dog stand and demanded cash. Went in to adjust the 38 caliber pistol he had brought along. He shot himself twice, once in his penis and once to his leg. This took place on a Tuesday morning, the week of November 3rd, which would have made the actual day of the crime Halloween 2017. Oh, if we could go back to another year and start over. The citing the Sacramento Bee. Pouncy remained hospitalized November 2nd, 2017. He therefore missed his first court appearance for good measure. This according to the Sacramento Bee, again, who was citing the Chicago Tribune. I was like, this came across my Facebook news desk. I'm like, hopefully he took his beanbag with him. But Pouncy faced two counts of robbery for taking items from the two employees of the hot dog stand. These included their cell phones and their wallets. He also did manage to steal some of the cash from the business. Too bad that he had medical bills and court fees to cover that. The Daily Mail followed up and stated that the weapon discharged when Pouncy was adjusting it in the waistband of his pants. He put the gun in his waistband and ran from the scene. The story was confirmed to the Daily Mail by Assistant Cook County State's Attorney Aaron Antonietti. The Daily Mail went on to say that the two hot dog stand employees were men ages then 39 and 45. Pouncy held the pistol to the head of the 19-year-old. The 39-year-old was holding a grease bucket at the time he was attacked. That might be a time to throw all the grease out. He asked the other employee to get the cash from the register to give to Pouncy. As the two men handed over the cash in their wallets, the grease bucket allegedly went flying. Pouncy stuck the money and gun in the waistband of his pants, and he began to flee the scene. As he did, he immediately slipped in the grease. Talk about your instant karma. The firearm discharged, shooting his penis and leg. He ran a few blocks before he called the police to report that he had been shot. The police arrested him at the hospital. Surveillance footage that saw his boxers matched the boxers that were found on him at the hospital. Oh my God. Yeah, that should receive one of the dumbest criminals. None he may have gotten away for it, except for the grease spill. That was a good thing to have happen. But I guess his beanbag survived the incident, unfortunately. Well, let's move on to something completely different. Now I have the oral exciter turned off on the Rodecaster Pro. Hopefully I sound a little less tinny after my S's. I listened to Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday talking about preventative measures on COVID-19 and whether we are going through a second spike in COVID cases. In about 20 states, we are seeing the numbers go up. And he stated that people should be wearing their masks everywhere. So this kind of leads me to believe that, well, walking down the street and there's nobody around and somebody sneezes a block away, that COVID is floating in the air somewhere. And I have been only wearing it where I'm around groups of people that are not sufficiently spaced. In stores, basically, is where I've been wearing it. In the outdoors where I'm spaced out between people, I have not. So what have we learned about COVID as far as preventative measures? I've heard of people, you know, when you go to the store and some people are wearing their mask underneath their nose, that is not proper mask technique. I must tell you, even I know that. And also, the woman who said she couldn't breathe through her mask and cut a hole in it. I mean, I don't like wearing masks either, and I can only stand them for a certain period of time because I'm a little claustrophobic and I don't like breathing through them either. And I wish that someday we will become a country that does not have to wear masks everywhere. Whether we're walking, whether we're at our job, if we still have to go into the office, or wherever, manufacturing in close quarters may have to wear their masks a long time until a vaccine, a workable vaccine, is developed. One question I do have, luckily there are vaccines being developed. One question I do have, this may not be possible, but is there a way to shorten the amount of time from human trials to a vaccine being distributed? You know, there are people that are almost dead on the because of COVID-19 on the respirators and ventilators and whatever else. Is remdesivir, the drug that was being touted as hopeful a while back, is that ever going to be mentioned again? Or is that kind of fallen the way of hydroxychloroquine and the use of disinfectants such as bleach? But I wish there was a method to shorten the amount of time between human trials and distribution of a finished vaccine for this. And how prepared are we going to be for COVID-20 that most likely is being worked on in a lab in China? Why they need to do this? Who knows? Like Russia, they would like nothing more than to destabilize the United States. And I wonder if they're working with animals to develop this, whether we, the experts, would be able to tell, oh, this is not something man-made. But it's just a terrible situation for everyone. But on to a little lighter news. I do have some information that, well, Trump was speaking about getting churches reopened a while back. And some are slowly reopening and some did not. And people died because of that. When they defied the proper orders on COVID. So I would like to hear President Trump's words on the reopening of churches.
I have to. I want those churches crammed with people, shoulder to shoulder. I want the elderly in there. And I spoke to all the big religious leaders. They begged me to reopen the churches and the temples and the mosques. I spoke with Jesus and Allah and Buddha and Ben Kingsley and the Jewish God. I always forget his name. Spoke to L. Ron Hubbard. Different places of worship opened immediately. And it turns out Jesus covers a lot of this because I didn't know Jesus had something to do with the Mormons, but he's also part of that. But it's the Democratic governors who hate God, and they don't want people back in church. It's sad. It's really, really
sad. That was legitness.
I'm very, very religious. And that book, the Bible, what a tremendous book. Billions and billions of copies have been sold. Like The Art of the Deal, which is my favorite book. You know, the Bible's a close second. And the only reason the Bible's a close second is because I'm not in it yet. But I know they're going to update it. I'm going to get it in the Bible, and it's going to be really, really incredible. And by the way, Art of the Deal, still doing very, very well. Very, very well, I have to tell you. Still selling. And the Bible's doing very well, too. And I follow the Bible. I know all the commandments.
That was legitness.
Thou shalt not be poor. And I practice that every day.
And if you're poor, you don't have enough money to pay off your adulterous affairs. Say like Stormy Daniels. I think it was my money. I'm not sure. Now that I recently turned 74... maybe it'll be easier to follow that commandment on adultery. I'm hopeful. It'll be magnificent. Our president, every president, has to endure criticism and have a thick skin about it. Unfortunately, our president has a thin skin whenever criticized. His skin is paper thin. And has to criticize everything in order to distract people from his own failures. I did see one positive thing on video happen. Las Vegas casinos are opening up. There was video of one man working a slot machine. He was wearing a mask and gloves, which is good, but he was also lifting his mask to take a drag on his cigarette. When asked about the cigarette, he said, I know it's not a disinfectant like bleach, but it will have to do. As a country very unaccustomed to wearing masks everywhere we go, which I hope we can get back to eventually, we are doing very well with it. People who are wearing their masks underneath their nose. And I've heard of people saying they can't breathe, so they have cut holes in their masks. Right now, we are going to have our president, the Donald, speak about the state of affairs of things and a little bit about his bunker.
And an absolutely fantastic weekend. Everything's going great, and I'm very excited. Well, I think it's important considering everything that's happening. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so important that we be inclusive, more inclusive than we've ever been before. It's so important. It's so American to be inclusive. Well, I think it was great because first off, it was Friday. It was TGIF. Everyone loves TGIF, right? Everybody was in a good mood. Things are happening in our country. And it was a good day for George because it was a good day for everybody. That's all I meant by that, because we have the great unemployment numbers. And COVID is going away. And things are reopening. And, you know, he likes what I'm doing. And he liked that the African-American community was working more and more. And from what I understand, you know, from people told me that he took a lot of heat because he liked me. And his community wasn't crazy about that. Because it's so busy what's happening, you know what I mean? I didn't need to stay down. And by the way, I went down in the daytime, not in the nighttime. Placed everything. It looks looks like a Trump hotel. It really is really incredible. We're going to take all that out, you know, eventually. But for right now, it looks incredible.
Yes, it's so American as how we dispersed the crowd in front of the White House to go and fumble with a Bible in front of a church and say America is great and wonderful. Those are my thoughts. Photo op was not even told to the officials of the church. They had no knowledge he was going to be there. And they were a little unhappy about it. When our president does have to finally leave office, I'm sure he will have redesigned the bunker to say the Donald Trump bunker in bold neon lights, and also with slot machines. So that will be a great addition to the White House decor. I'm sure if they ever did open heart surgery on the Donald, they probably would find a slot machine that only he could win on, or a cash register that only he could withdraw from. I'm sure some of you will like this episode, and I'm sure some of you will hate this episode. Say, oh, he's just a big fan of the Dems and the Nancy Pelosi. No, I don't like her either. I wish she was gone too. If you want to listen to something quite eloquent, it was actually spoken by Arnold Schwarzenegger about eliminating the world of hate. And it's available on YouTube, I believe. And it was very good. So you might give that a listen. And how the instigators of violence and fires and brick throwing and all that need to be locked up. I agree totally with that. And you can't have sections of cities blocked off. I agree with that. And defunding the police is not really a good response to any of this. And like, who would want to be a cop in a big city these days? And those people that are training to be cops right now, what are they thinking? I have to have video of everything that I do anymore. You know, it has to be video from all sides of how you deal with a person. You know, the Donald has been using the word dominate quite frequently with the Seattle situation. Yeah, just like you dominated the COVID situation in January and February to a positive outcome. Yeah. Instead, just all happy and calling this a Democratic hoax. But there is a guy who worked on the art of the deal, or his book way back when, who said that the Donald is devoid of two things, a conscience and empathy, which I can see. His regard to human life is very small. When asked about death, he goes, well, death is death. The Donald was warned about this virus earlier on. The only time he started to pay attention to it was when the stock market took a nosedive. I heard Governor Cuomo of New York say, what made anybody, any one of us think that this virus would stay within China? He said the virus could be here in 24 hours over a plane or whatever. And it's just amazing that nothing was started during those months when the governor and mayor of Seattle was told that Trump had said, you need to dominate the streets of Seattle or I will do it for you. One of them told him just to go back to his bunker. He'd be more help that way. In my estimation, Donald does want to dominate. He wants to be the person who can do anything he wants without any repercussions. I think due to my anger about everything that's going on in this country, this once great country, it just makes me sick. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.
Legitness.